With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration agrees to release some education funding to some states.
Some frozen grants supporting after-school and summer programs are being released by the Education Department. That decision comes days after 10 Republican senators pushed the Office of Management and Budget to release the funds. The Trump administration held back billions of dollars in grants on July 1st, including $1.3 billion for after-school programs as part of a spending review. Earlier this week, senators emphasized that these programs have bipartisan support and are vital to local communities. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
House Republicans are trying to formulate a response to the Trump administration's handling of records in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells reporters that Republicans want the Epstein files released, which is why the Rules Committee voted 9-4 to advance a non-binding resolution calling for that.
There's no daylight between the president and House Republicans on transparency. And he's been very clear that he wants all credible information, credible evidence to be turned over to the people so that the people can decide. We trust the American people in their judgment.
The Justice Department asking a federal court Friday to unseal grand jury transcripts in Jeffrey Epstein's case amid a firestorm over the Trump administration's handling of records related to the wealthy financier. President Trump filing a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch a day after the newspaper published a story reporting on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit was filed Friday in federal court in Miami, seeking at least $10 billion in damages. The move came shortly after the Justice Department asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in his case. The Trump administration is trying to contain a firestorm that erupted after it previously announced it would not be releasing government files from the case. An explosion at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility killing three veteran deputies. Worst loss of life since 1857, according to authorities. This is SRN News. According to SRN's Michael Harrington, your pastor needs more time.
The Barner Group has been researching ways that congregations can make life easier for clergymen, and one thing it has discovered is that work-life balance is a problem. Over 70% of Protestant pastors say it's tough to devote enough time to both their work and their family. Barna advises leaders within the congregation to talk to the pastor about how they can lift a few duties off of him so as to alleviate the work-life stress that may be accruing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that prohibits sex change operations or hormone therapy on children in the U.S. territory. The law applies to those younger than 21 and calls for 15 years in prison for any violators, as well as a $50,000 penalty and the revocation of all licenses and permits of medical staff. The legislation states that minors having not yet reached the necessary emotional, cognitive, and physical maturity able to make decisions about this situation. This is SRN News. The market's quietly finishing another winning week. From New York, here is Seth Sutel.
Wall Street closed its third winning week in the last four with a quiet finish. The S&P 500 edged down by a whisper on Friday, less than a tenth of a percent. The index set its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 142 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up by less than a tenth of a percent, adding a bit to its own record. Charles Schwab, Regions Financial, and other stocks rallied after reporting results for the spring that were better than expected. Netflix gave back some of its huge gains for the year after releasing its quarterly report. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump signing the Genius Act into law, setting new regulations for stablecoins, type of cryptocurrency tied to assets like the U.S. dollar. The law passed with bipartisan support, introduces consumer protections, and aims to boost confidence in the crypto industry. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.